AccuWeather forecast, cloudy, breezy, chance at more showers, maybe even some thunderstorms. High today around 80. The question of whether the Fond du Lac County District Attorney will retry Kenosha's Dennis Brandner for the murder of Sturdivant's Barrett Beck 26 years ago, taking a back seat right now to Brandner's defense attorney asking a judge to acquit his client because of the hung jury in his June trial. Attorney Craig Powell said the evidence at trial was insufficient to support a conviction, and a second trial would violate Brandner's constitutional protection from double jeopardy. Powell comparing the case to Michael Piaskowski, one of the six co-workers convicted of conspiring in the 1992 death of Thomas Monfils at a Green Bay paper mill. A jury from Racine County brought in for that case. Piaskowski's conviction, though, later overturned, an appeals court saying that the evidence too circumstantial to support the conviction. Kenosha police investigating an early morning shooting incident that occurred in the 2200 block of 57th Street. Officers and paramedics dispatched just after 12:30 a.m. found the victim with a through-and-through gun shot wound to the leg. That person taken to a hospital as police gathered information on what occurred and who may have done it. A black vehicle with LED taillights was mentioned as possibly being involved. Almost unanimously, Racine County's Board of Supervisors last night approved a move by the county executive, Jonathan Delagrave, to cover the cost of hauling used concrete from a Waukegan Airport project to Mount Pleasant's Lake Park area. That for use by Bluff Erosion homeowners trying to help slow down that problem. Delagrave saying that the cost was actually less than expected, and it will also help to protect roads and nearby infrastructure in that Lake Park region, at least until maybe some federal help on a more permanent solution can maybe be found.
The Army Corps of Engineers, and essentially it's going to be about 18 months for them to get approved for a study and to do the study, and then probably another 2 years to come up with the funding for the project. So you're looking at a 3.5 year window. This concrete for the homes that are in jeopardy will be a temporary solution.
Supervisor Janet Bernberg, just like she did in committee, spoke against the county paying for something that she felt ought to be Mount Pleasant's responsibility.
I think it was great that the county executive found the concrete, but I really do not think it's the county's responsibility to step in where it is the homeowner's responsibility to look out for the shoreline over the years. Okay, there are people, and actually it'll be my constituents, that live farther north and have put in thousands and thousands of dollars. And in addition, it is in Mount Pleasant in Caledonia.
She did not support paying for the concrete haul, did, however, back the use of requested contingency fund dollars to do economic support studies like the downtown Racine Arena project. Aside from Mount Pleasant Bluff owners, two homes in Caledonia are also affected, as well as a like amount in Summers. Well, if you mix mercury with nitric acid, it becomes apparently mercury nitrate, and that's what the Kenosha Fire Department says spilled, just a little bit of it anyway, inside the science building at Carthage College Tuesday night. It led to the evacuation of that facility, but a battalion chief indicated it was not a safety problem. When the incident occurred, the fire alarm got pulled. That's what led to the city's response. There was an online review of material safety data sheets for the chemicals, which led to the problem, less than 100 microliters, being mitigated fairly quick. Word from the scene was that the professor involved would be supervising the cleanup. The Libertarian candidate in the 1st Congressional District is Justin Liebeck, who admits voting for Republican Paul Ryan a couple of times, but he said on WRJN's Community Conversations this morning he had to make a change.
Two major parties, they're actually just the same, right? They want to take away our liberties. They have different talking points, they have different people, but at the end of the day, they want to take away our liberties. They want to collect taxes from us and use that revenue to give favors to their special interest groups and big money donors, right? And I was done playing that game.
The Janesville resident believes the U.S. military should protect this country and only go to foreign lands under extreme circumstances.
We're occupying them. We're getting involved. We're giving money to one side or the other. Heck, in some cases, both sides. And I don't think it serves the interest of the U.S. citizens. So I want to bring our troops home and keep U.S. citizens safe on U.S. soil. Defense is very important. We do have a role in the federal government to protect our U.S. citizens from foreign threats. But we need to stop the policing of the world, the nation building, and take care of things at home.
The father of four also says the government should stay out of people's day-to-day activities, and there should be legally no crime committed if there's no victim in a case. A Milwaukee Bucks Developmental League team in Racine, reportedly now one of the two finalists with Oshkosh. That could mean a new 3,800-seat, $40 million multi-use event center created on the former Wisconsin Electric Lakefront site. It could also house a minor league hockey team and go with a 7-story hotel and a restaurant. The Racine County Board last night, in a presentation from Rick Kuzabak, a consultant with International Coliseums Company, learned that the projects that this company has done involve multi-use event facilities, just what Racine needs.
This picture is the project in Allentown, Pennsylvania, which is a downtown project. It's called the PPI Center. It's a Renaissance Hotel. It's a large event center that has an American Hockey League team as its main tenant and does between 15 and 18 concerts, active concerts, every year. So it's a busy piece of the downtown community. Didn't look at all like this when it started, but it has had a lot of impact in their downtown redevelopment.
The study indicated plenty of nearby parking, including ramps, and the potential for hundreds of jobs, about 160 full-time equivalent, 250 part-time. The Racine County Board's Executive Committee going to hear the pitch from the city about financing and joining the effort next Tuesday evening. One-time Racine County Board Supervisor and Board Chairman Richard LaFave is being remembered after his passing recently in Eau Claire at the age of 89. LaFave was also a 22-year employee of Racine Unified, among the jobs that he held during his career. Police in Mount Pleasant investigating 4 burglaries in the same general area over the past month and a half. Police in Racine documenting some that occurred on the border area with the village. In Mount Pleasant, those crimes committed in a general area centered around Lathrop Avenue south of Taylor and between Meacham Road and the bike path. Reports had suspects forcing entry through a front door, a garage service door, or a window. Police are reminding everybody, lock your homes and your vehicles, remain vigilant, report anything suspicious via 911. The Racine County Sheriff's Department had its Water Patrol boat out yesterday afternoon on Lake Michigan. A woman reported fighting the current not far from Kerry Hogle Park, hanging onto a small tube of styrofoam. But she didn't want any help, according to reports. Woman indicated to deputies she wanted to swim from the shoreline to the breakwater and back. Fire department also sent to the scene just in case help was needed, but they left without so much as even unpacking a Band-Aid. Water Patrol Sergeant Dan Hogan pointed out that styrofoam that the woman is holding onto, not exactly the best recommendation for a flotation device, especially with choppy water on that big lake. Cheese surplus. It's at a 30-year high in this country due to factors like higher milk production and more European exports and sluggish demand. Dairy farmers have seen revenues drop by 35% over the past 2 years. So to help, the federal government has announced it will purchase $20 million worth of excess cheese from private inventories and then give it to food banks and pantries around the country. And the Marathon County Board last night passing a $25 wheel tax. Many of the supervisors there saying they saw no other option to deal with infrastructure and road repair needs. The increase only for 1 year, but the board chairman there, Lee Peek, says, "I hate seeing us having to do this." Tax will give Marathon County nearly $3 million, but it will only be used for county roads, the money not being shared with local municipalities. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. Racine Unified School District's dedicating the second of 3 large construction projects with a 5 o'clock ceremony today in Caledonia. It's the new Olympia Brown School on 5.5 Mile Road. The public invited to come see what their tax dollars created and which replaces the lakefront site. The new OB will be a science-focused school. The current building, well, it was part of the old Dominican College campus. It's been used by Unified since 1974, a temporary site at one point for students and staff displaced by the Crestview School fire. This afternoon's dedication ceremony follows the one for the new Knapp School last week, and next Wednesday it's going to be the Gifford School addition, creating a K-8 campus. 2 weeks ago, intense community debate began in Kenosha over a name chosen for the new stadium at Bradford High School. Last night, it came to an end. Olin Arrington Jr.'s son telling the Kenosha School Board the family does not want his name associated with that facility. Board member Rebecca Stevens said she heard from a number of people about changing her vote on this. She felt, though, strongly about her decision to support the Arrington name.
I have a very diverse group of friends that say, please hold your ground on your original motion. And it is no disrespect to anyone, but it is respect to the process not being followed properly and the policies not guiding us properly.
Board member Mike Volkovsky said the naming process needs to be clarified and the board needs to understand the misunderstandings that led to last night's action.
Let's use this information. Let's use this understanding. Let's not let this, what happened over the last 2 weeks, go for nothing. Let's use it to make a positive direction, to make sound policies that in the future will help us avoid these situations and get things named with community support, community involvement, and the community backing us so that the school board is working with the community.
The board did vote unanimously to rescind the original motion, then a 6-1 vote in favor of the name Mary D. Bradford Stadium, Stevens voting against it. And the board voted to review the district's policies for naming buildings in areas within district facilities. In Kenosha County, the Summers Village Board wants to talk a little bit more about that proposed ordinance that would fine businesses $500 for each police call to their site that exceeds the 20 in a calendar month or 10 in a month with no prosecutions. Village President George Stoner, quoted by the Kenosha News, saying it's not specifically geared at Walmart, which had over 6 dozen shoplifting calls over an 8-month period. Summers Town Chairman Mark Molinaro, though, in a formal request to wait on more discussion, said that the talk to this point has always mentioned Walmart. The retailer also wants to talk with the village about that proposal. Ford Motor Company recalling more than 88,000 cars and SUVs because Michael Descano says there's a problem with the fuel pumps.
The engines on a number of Ford models can stall without warning due to fuel pump control modules that fail. The recall covers certain Ford Taurus and Police Interceptor sedans, Ford Flex wagons, Lincoln MKS sedans, and Lincoln MKT SUVs from the 2013 through 2015 model years. All have 3.5-liter turbocharged six-cylinder engines. Ford says the fuel pump failure may also leave engines unable to start. Dealers will replace the control module. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says the father of a 2-year-old boy revived his son after a near drowning during a family get-together at a home on 18th Street. Reports indicate that father noticed his son was not playing on the deck of the pool like he had noticed a few moments earlier. Man then found his boy face down in the pool, not breathing and unresponsive. That father started CPR. It got his son breathing again, but the boy was then taken to Children's Hospital for care. State School Superintendent Tony Evers considering a plan that would make it easier for teachers to stay in the classroom. He says schools all across Wisconsin are facing a teacher shortage. His plan would make it easier for older teachers to keep their licenses and give a break to teachers who pick up a license in a second subject. That proposal under review at this point. Evers does not have a timeline for implementation. Iraqi weather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.